For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Corey Smith at Corey R. Smith on Twitter, Pack Pride. How you doing, man? I appreciate your time. I wish we were talking about, Wolfpack after a win. What's your general takeaway from what we saw last night?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I was joking with Victoria about this beforehand. I was like, man, I haven't been on in a while, but I kind of understand nobody really wants to talk about NC State here lately.
Come on. We just like to give you guys a rest.
Yeah, exactly. No, in all honesty, it was a frustrating loss in multiple senses because of the fact that you call all the way back and the way that it ended, not being able to hit shots at the end of the game there. And again, like you were just pointing out, the DJ Burns technical foul, the flagrant foul that led to multiple, free throws being able to be taken. It's a frustrating night for NC State. It's also frustrating because of the way you play defense in the first half, not being able to stop Chris Bell. He burned you for 26 points, 24 of which came on 8 three-pointers, only about 2 of which you probably defended correctly. So that was on the scouting report, Kevin. He said they were able to make an adjustment at halftime, but all those things lead to ultimately what is a Q3 loss for NC State on a night where they picked up a Q1 win. But the Q3 loss is going to look that much worse for NC State.
Wake Forest became a quad one win. By the way, I know you and I weren't going to talk about this, but it's proof that the net rating is the dumbest formula ever. Because if Wake Forest jumped 14 points, 14 spots in the net by beating a team that is, I would say, has a 20% chance of being an NCAA tournament at-large team. Pitt. And they somehow, at home.
But it has nothing to do with the margin of victory, right? That's what we learned.
They won by 30-something. And all of a sudden, I heard this morning that Wake's 26 in the net. I'm like, how the heck did that happen? Anyway, the net is a completely separate conversation. I want to ask you a big picture, because I've been asked about this, and my absolute honest opinion is that I haven't heard and felt much groundswell of being anti-Kevin Keats. So is there something? I mean, there's always that, no matter how successful a coach is, there are always people who are crazy. Is there a sense that Kevin Keats is losing support? I guess I don't feel it.
Yeah, I mean, within the fan base, you can certainly feel it. I mean, obviously, if you log on to social media, you're going to see swings one way or the other. It's mostly been, negative here lately. And the sense that I get is the fact that, the fan base is kind of, over this. And I don't even know if there's any way to come back from it unless you go 4-1 down the stretch or you go 5-0 down the stretch and make the NCAA tournament. The expectations coming into this year were that NC State needed to make the NCAA tournament. And the expectations for, a lot of NC State fans were, hey, we need to get that one win, at least one win, get to the round of 32, something Kevin Keats hasn't been able to accomplish at this point. Whether fair or unfair, that was the expectation coming into this year with the roster they had built, the talent they had, the expectations for a guy like DJ Burns, DJ Horn, Casey Morsell, Jaden Taylor, and only one of those guys has really consistently lived up to those expectations this year. I mean, some of it is on the players and their struggles. A lot of it is put on the shoulders of Kevin Keats because he's the head coach. So I don't know. I mean, there seems like there is still a way back from this potentially, but that, comes with a lot of success. That comes with beating quality teams. And right now, that's why the NC State fan base is so down on Kevin Keats, is because when those big moments have happened, the team hasn't typically stepped up to the plate for those.
Corey Smith, Pack Pride, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Corey R. Smith on Twitter. I always feel that from fans, but for some reason it feels very different to me this year about Keats. And here's the thing. And while I would not have called a timeout, and there is a, because I do think that a lot of these things are tied to DJ Burns, and I don't think there should be an obligation to use him as much as they are using him because of NIL. I do know he came back, and there's obviously he had a very good year last year, kind of surprisingly good year last year, and he's a fun personality, and all of that translated into NIL dollars, but there shouldn't be an obligation to play him. And I know Kevin Keats is trying to kind of do offense, defense substitutions, but one thing I noticed was that Syracuse did not call a timeout with about 35 seconds left and let Kadir Copeland work from the right wing, and ultimately they set a screen with DJ Burns' man, and Burns was forced to come over and help defense, and it was an easy call for a foul, put Copeland at the line, who made two free throws, and it was because they didn't call a timeout that Burns was stuck on the court. If Syracuse had called a timeout, I'm going to guess that Kevin Keats would have taken Burns off the floor. Right? So he's such a liability defensively. I wouldn't have called a timeout if I were Keats, although they got a good play. I don't know why O'Connell waited so long to pass the ball to DJ Horn, the good DJ.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I mean, that was exactly what they did against Clemson. So you have evidence to say, hey, maybe you just let them free flow attack, and you know, you got 14 seconds left, see what you get. But you know, there didn't seem to be that sense of urgency getting back up the court. There didn't seem to be, you know, a drive to, hey, we're going to go in, go, you know, get a quick two, and then, you know, try to not foul in the next possession. It was, hey, we're going to set up for this last possession. And you know, to Keats's credit, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people are critical on him. You get on Twitter, X, whatever.
Right.
Very critical of him not being able to draw up plays. He draws up a play, you know, an elevator screen that gives DJ Horn the opportunity at an outside three with about 9 seconds left to go off of that pass from Michael O'Connell. And if he doesn't get it, to dish it inside to DJ Burns. Syracuse also has these things called scholarship players, and they just so happen to defend DJ Horn pretty right. well once he got the ball in his hands, and you know, and collapse on DJ Burns because they assume either one of those guys are going to be the two they're going to try to hit the last shot. So they went all out, and it, you know, it led to NC State not being able to get the final shot there. And you know, I mean, for better or worse, you know, you would have loved to see maybe a foul call there. It seemed like,
I mean, it could have been
on DJ Horn at the end.
It could have been. You
know, yeah, but if we're being quite honest with ourselves, like, we're talking about end of game moments, we're talking about all this down the stretch. None of this happens if NC State plays defense in the first half,
right?
And it's not a 55-40 game at halftime, and they're clawing back and not able to hit shots down the stretch. It's just, there was a lot of things that went wrong for NC State, and I still go back to, you know, the first half defense allowing a team to shoot 69%, 74% from 3-point range in the first half. You're not going to win games that way.
Yeah, and Kevin even said it after the game. It's like, I don't know why we didn't guard him, but it on the scouting report, Chris Bell has to be at the top of it. Hey, don't let number four shoot threes. Because he was not only their best in terms of percentage, but he shoots more than six a game. So he's their most frequent three-point shooter. He's the guy you can't leave. I can't even tell you how many times. Well, you know, you watched the game too, probably a lot more closely than I did. So he was open all first half. Clearly, they got to him in the second half because he wasn't as open. It was, and then it was the Judah Mintz show. In the second half, and he was dynamite. He's a great player, too. You're right. Syracuse does have scholarship players. But, man, it's this is a roller coaster I don't want to be on.
Yeah, the one thing I was going to say is Keats actually did make a strong second half adjustment, put Mo Diarra at the four out there and had him defend Bell.
Yeah.
And then Dennis Parker Jr. Got some minutes last night. He put him on Bell as well. And both those guys, very good defenders. It did lead to some drives inside. Judah Mintz, and they kind of relied on the inside shot. They only took 2 3-pointers in the entire second half because NC State took that shot away for them. But again, some of it is on coaching and not doing it earlier in the first half, not trying something else out because, man, whatever you were doing early on just clearly was not working on the defensive end against Chris Bell. And, it led to some other guys being able to create at the end of the game. But, man, if they had limited what he did and at least went in, the first half with maybe being 5 points down, 7 points down, as opposed to 15 points down, it's a different ballgame there at the end of the game.
Yeah, and yet you got to give him credit, and I give Kevin Keats credit for this too, is that this is not the first time this year. They fought back, and they had the lead. Right, they had the lead. What was it, 82-81 on a couple of Ben Middlebrook's free throws with 5.5 or was it 3:21 left? They took the lead miraculously, even after the 5-point possession for Syracuse. State fought back again and took the lead. We've seen that from them this year, so there is a tenacity about them that I appreciate. But yeah, you got to be better. You got to be better earlier in games. Corey Smith, Pack Pride. At Corey R. Smith on Twitter. I thank you very much for your time, man. Appreciate it, and we'll talk very soon. More frequently now that you pointed out my problem.
Now, well, spring football will be starting up soon, there'll be plenty of talk here probably at the end of the season, depending on what NC State does, because obviously they still have 2 games left against Duke and Carolina. So those are ones that the fan base will get up for, and I'm sure – if they win those, either one of those, you're talking about a different resume for NC State. So as down as things are right now, there's still a chance to turn things around. You just have to start doing it. That's the thing.
If they win either of those games, I will be mad. I'm like not mad that they won the games. I'll be mad retroactively at some of the losses. It will make me mad. Corey Smith, I appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Adam. Have a good one.
You got it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.